He said, I don't want my family to have all that expense. He said, I'll tell him. He said, you don't look at it good. I said, what you mean I don't look at it good? He said, come see, come closer. So I go over there and I see, and the front where his face is going to be, they have a glass window. There's an inch of grass. I said, for heaven's sake. I said, what'd you put a glass in? I said, when they put you in there, there's no need for the glass. He said, oh yeah. He said, I want to see who's going to come through my way. He was just a humorous.
Yeah.
But he had his old, and he died about, I guess, he lived a couple of years after that.
Yeah.
But he used his own coffin.
Okay. Well, the place is out maybe. Did you ever see one out in the woods somewhere?
A funeral?
Mr. Mayor, where they bury him, a place, you know, there'd be a lot of graves or something like that. Just a little old, something out by a church.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of those cemeteries here.
Yeah, that'd small. Be just a what?
Well, they just call it a cemetery. They have cemeteries on. They have a real picturesque custom here in this area with Creole people across the bayou on All Saints Day. They have a week or two before All Saints Day, which comes the 1st of November. We must sell in the neighborhood of 15 gross of candles, tallow candles, because on All Saints night they light candles, they line the grave in the cemetery with candles and light them and let them burn all night. And it's real pretty to see. They clean the cemetery all nice and shiny, paint the stones and paint the crosses, clear the grass away and fix the cemetery up good, pretty for All Saints Day. And they light these candles and burn them. It's really a picturesque ceremony that we have in this area. I don't know of any. They have that over here at the BioLiberty Cemetery. They have one at Lacombe. That's the only two that I know that I go to. They call this one, they call it Dubuisson Cemetery. And they had tombs and graves in that before the 1800s. There's an old civilization in this area.
Yeah. The people in black, you say they're the ones that are, say the relatives or something like that. They're at a funeral, you say they're...
They're the mourners.
They're in what? You say they're in...
Mourning?
In mourning?
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you ever, like...
Did I ever go to a funeral? I'll tell you about going to funerals when you used to go out here. I used to be an altar boy. I'm Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
When I was a young boy, seven priests. Really a thrilling experience in funeral. My question, used to go to the church, it was St. Genevieve's Church. It was a little church out here at the end of Bayou Road. They have a big, beautiful church in it, but they...
I went by there today to go, yesterday right. To go.
Well, that's where the church ceremonies sure. Used to start for the funerals in those days, and the priest, that used to be a mission from the main church here at Slidell. And the priest here, they didn't have priests out there, the priest here would go and marry the people, that Slidell was the center, you know. Well, when I was a young fellow, we used to go